Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by John Regan, CEO of Electric Guitar. Welcome back, John.
Hi, Phil.
How's things?
Yeah, it's all been going very well, actually. Been very busy over the summer. I managed to get a short holiday in, but not very much, really. Just a working holiday. But it's all going very well, yeah.
Very good, very good. Yeah, obviously, we saw the news that the company announced that its subsidiary, Three Radical Limited, has secured a key contract with Doosan, a leading UK supplier of sustainable building materials. This partnership will see the launch of Doosan's sustainability-focused microsite, incorporating Three Radical's Voco platform to bridge the gap between Doosan's physical stores and digital presence. By engaging traditionally offline customers with in-store promotions that link to online experiences, the microsite will drive customer interaction with sustainable building practices. This collaboration not only highlights growth opportunities for Three Radical in linking physical and digital audiences, but also strengthens Doosan's engagement and data insights, supporting their mission to promote sustainable construction. Sounds like great progress, John. Please tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, look, Doosan is a great brand to have, and we're really pleased to have them on board as a client. But the really significant thing about that announcement and what we're doing there is what you said there. What we're enabling them to do is to take the physical audience, which is going around their stores, and then engage with them on a digital platform, which means they can collect their digital ID as well. They can collect their email address. They can understand a bit more about why they're there. And that gives them a chance then to talk to those people online as well as physically in the store. And that's really important to Doosan because typically their target market are tradespeople, and they find them quite hard to engage with online. So being able to do this is really valuable to them. But for us, this is quite a big market. It's the first time we've deployed the technology in this way with that strategy. And it's a really big market because there are lots of people who need to do that, particularly things like car dealerships, for example, where they've got a very high value product. If someone walks in and then walks out the door, typically they've lost them. And, you know, if they're going to, you know, it's quite hard to get them back. But if we can put something in those types of environments and in retail environments to do the same sort of thing, that's really, really valuable. So part of our strategy, there are lots of things that we've been changing in Three Radical. I'll touch on those in a minute. But part of our strategy in this case has been looking at where cross-channel engagement becomes really valuable. So cross-channel when you go from somewhere physical into somewhere digital, but also cross-channel where we're talking about connected TV, where people are advertising the TV. We're also looking about mechanisms to do that as well, so that you can have someone who receives a TV advert, and again, they can be encouraged to engage with the client. So that is a great new marketplace for us, and it's great to have the first use case up and running.
Absolutely, yeah. Just talk us through, I mean, obviously you came back to market or came to market in a different form in, I think it was the 15th of April of this year. Just talk us through the you know, what you've achieved since you've come back to market, yeah? Talking through some of the contract wins. Obviously, there's been some management changes, but just go through, so maybe new listeners who don't know the Electric Guitar story, just exactly what you've achieved.
Well, yeah, it was actually the 3rd of May, Phil, that we came back to the market and actually completed the deal. And, you know, that's 4 really short months, it seems, where we've been absolutely, you know, going like crazy. If you recall, I mean, I think I said the first time that we met, the real opportunity that we saw in Three Radical, they'd invested £8 million in technology, built this fantastically robust platform. They had a global footprint with contacts in the US and clients in the US, an office in Singapore, and so contacts within APAC, and that global payments provider that we're not allowed to name, who is a close partner in APAC as well. So they had some great blue chip clients. But what they hadn't done is invest aggressively in sales and market. In fact, in the UK, they kind of had half a salesperson who was their commercial director, who was also running the business. So one of the key things that we've been doing is building this business as a platform to allow it to scale. So there's 2 or 3 elements to that. Firstly, we restructured it. We brought in a new MD who is a real specialist in this area, and we've also put in 4 sales and marketing heads as well. So we've been doing a lot of work to build that sales pipeline up, and we're beginning to see the results of that now. I mean, you can't walk through the door of a business selling complex technology and expect to get sales on the first day. There's a bit of a lag before you do that, but now we've got some really great conversations going with some really great prospects. So it's really reassuring to see that that's been kicking in. But what we've also been doing is looking at the way that they engage with those prospects and deliver projects. So the first thing that we did was make things a lot more productized and less bespoke. And the impact of that is it's shortened the delivery cycle from sometimes up to 6 months, on average between 3 and 6 months. We've now got it to between 1 and 2. But also you will have seen that last week we announced that we have launched a new product, which is called the Voco Solutions Portal. And that is an online version of the technology which clients can use themselves. So there's a bit of configuration that we do in the back end. But once that configuration is done, they can actually deploy an experience onto their website or onto a landing page generated by us within 2 or 3 hours. So that's a really significant change. That ease of use is really useful. And for us, of course, that makes it much easier to engage clients, because we're not talking about something which is ages away. We can say to people, you know, you can have one today if you want one. So that is really useful. And we've got a launch of that product at the largest exhibition in our industry, an exhibition called DMXCO, which is in Cologne on the 18th and 19th of September. Hall 7.1 stands, 7071, if anyone happens to be in Cologne and wants to visit. We'll be demoing the product there. And also what we've been doing, of course, is forming strategic collaborations with businesses which enable us to take the sales conversation to a different place. So we announced this before. We collaborated with a company called Sofas3, which gives us access to that automotive vertical. And we've also formed a collaboration with Digital Alchemy in APAC, which gives us access to a lot more clients. So I'm going to be out in APAC with Digital Alchemy. We're having a launch event there as well, where we'll be talking about VSP2. So again, lots of access to more people as well. So this is where we start to hit the ground running. And I haven't finished yet either, Phil. The other thing we did was launch the AI joint venture. So this is a joint venture with a business who are specialists in machine learning and AI and blockchain, a company called Exelia Technologies. And the reason that we were keen to form the JV with them is that one of the things that we spotted was that Three Radical was sitting on a potential gold mine, which is a data set containing all of the interactions which have gone through their technology since it was launched. So that's over 1 billion data points of people engaging on websites with their products. So we know that the information within there is hugely valuable to the marketplace at the moment, to the digital marketplace. The key thing now is understanding how people engage. The challenge in the market is that the dwell time on a normal banner ad is quite often less than a second. So that's not real engagement. What we have is data which explains how to get people to engage more effectively than that. We've got technology which draws people into a dialogue, which helps engage with that as well. So what we have been doing with that JV, and we're almost at the point of being able to issue to talk about our first product, is we've been processing that data to start to mine for those real nuggets of information, which are going to be so, so valuable to our clients as well. We've not seen another data set like this out in the marketplace. So we know we've got some really valuable information there. And we've got some really good conversations going. And again, we hope soon to be talking a bit more openly about some of the clients which are engaging with us at an early stage on that. So in just 4 months, quite a lot of stuff has been going on.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been busy, John. And more to come. But just going back to the Juicens thing, obviously no financials on the RNS. Any particular reason why that was?
There are a couple of reasons. One, of course, you know, I think our clients are quite sensitive about revealing that type of information. And of course, we work very closely with them. So we were very transparent with them about what we were going to release and got their permission to do so. But secondly, we are about to publish our results at the end of this month as well. So that makes it doubly sensitive. So for those two reasons, we stepped back from publishing or giving any indication of the financial value of that contract. The real significance to us on this, and the reason that we wanted to publish this in an RNS, is that strategic gain, that commercial benefit of having that new market, that cross-media channel ability now, which we know there is going to be a significant demand for.
Okay, and if you had to paint a picture now, you've been on the market, as you say, for 4 months. If you had to paint a picture of the next 4 to 6 months, what do you see sort of evolving in electric guitar?
Well, there's a number of things. I mean, we've got this AI JV, so we know there'll be a number of new products coming through there as a result of that, and that will bring other clients in. We've also started talking in a much more strategic way to our clients, so we will see other commercially effective ways of engaging with clients, like the Juicen one and other developments. But first and foremost, Bill, we are an acquisitions business. We are building a scaled first-party data business. And we've got active conversations going on in that pipeline of potential acquisitions as well. So I would hope that over the next, you know, 3 to 6 months, we will see more of those acquisitions conversations coming to fruition. more acquisitions happening.
Okay, very good. And I mean, from the point of view of your bigger clients that came with Three Radical, have you seen progress in any of those as you've developed the relationships over the last number of months?
Yes, I mean, as you know, I've been over to Singapore on two occasions now. I'm back again in a couple of weeks' time, actually. And that's to engage with some of the larger clients over there. And we've been having some very good conversations around those. Also in the UK as well, we're going through that process now where, there's a long-established relationship. And there's two types of conversations to have. Of course, there's the renewal ones, but there's also the conversation to say, look, we believe we can do a lot more for you. We can deliver a lot more ROI for you if we look at these other elements of the things that we're doing. So those conversations are progressing very nicely as well.
Okay, so you anticipate there will be quite a bit of news coming over the next weeks and months?
Yes, I mean, I obviously can't say too much about that, but yeah, I mean, what we're beginning to see is the fruits of our labor now. Things are beginning to pick up. And of course, the summer is always for everyone as well, so we're hoping to benefit from that growth as well.
Very good.
Yeah, and as John says, if you happen to be in the beautiful city of Cologne on the 18th, 19th of September and you want to see the unveiling of the Voco Solutions portal, then head on over to the D Mexico exhibition, visit the booth. It's Hall 7.15071, and yeah, have a look at that.
That's Hall 7.1 and it's stand S071.
Very good. Thanks for clarifying that, John. And on that note, John Regan, CEO of Electric Guitar, thanks very much for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.